NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by General Motors, makers of cars and trucks that carry the GM mark of excellence. Now, here's Neil Boggs.
The Senator Eugene McCarthy has accused the administration of practicing self-deception in assessing this week's Viet Cong offensive in South Vietnam as a failure. What has happened, in McCarthy's view, and to use his words, shows that we don't have the country under any kind of control. The Minnesota Democrat added, "We are in a much worse position than 2 years ago." McCarthy, who is challenging President Johnson as a presidential peace candidate, said the Viet Cong could not have done what it has without the protection of the populace. Senator Mike Mansfield also disagreed on one point of the administration's view of the situation. The Senate Democratic leader said today that the enemy has gained a psychological advantage, which to a degree has undermined the Saigon government. Mansfield said he thinks there must be a reevaluation and reassessment of all facets of American involvement in Vietnam, military, political, and economic. The Soviet Union's view also was made known today. A report from J. Axelbank, NBC News, Moscow.
The Russians today claim that the Viet Cong offensive has dealt a crushing blow to the United States and Vietnam. The Soviet press declared that it was getting hotter and hotter for America and that the communists are dealing out retribution. But beyond the outpouring of words and propaganda, Western diplomats in Moscow fear that Russia will now be even less interested in acting as a middleman in any peace settlement than they were before. The Kremlin, in this view, may conclude that time may be on the side of the communists after all, and may prefer to keep sitting it out while the United States is bled white. Jay Axelbank, NBC News, Moscow.
More on Vietnam and other news after this from General Motors.
Give a new GM car a couple of years, and you'll find it's more than just a great car. It's a great investment. That's because more people will want to buy your General Motors car, even when it's used, than any other kind of used car. There's a good reason why.
GM, mark of excellence.
Cars with the GM mark of excellence keep their fresh, good looks longer, thanks to the years-ahead styling built right in from the start. So think about it. If you can buy a new car today that will be just as popular when 1970 rolls around, isn't it your best choice? A Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, or Cadillac. The cars from General Motors with the GM mark of excellence.
Once again, here's Neil Boggs.
The U.S. command says the next day or two should see the South Vietnamese city of Hue under full Allied control again. The number of enemy troops still holding out in Hue is now estimated at only four companies, about 500 men. They're putting up a hard fight, however, and the drive to clear them out is causing extensive destruction in Hue. The U.S. Marine officer in charge said the orders are not to destroy buildings unless it's absolutely necessary to save lives. An intensive battle also is taking place in the suburb of Saigon, where U.S. and South Vietnamese troops are trying to seal off an enemy escape route. Otherwise, the capital is described as relatively quiet. The heaviest enemy artillery bombardment in weeks today hit American positions near the demilitarized zone. It's there that a huge North Vietnamese force has been gathering, now estimated at four divisions, and is believed about ready to begin a major assault. Secretary of State Rusk and Defense Secretary McNamara will appear on a special one-hour edition of Meet the Press tomorrow. The special program will be shown from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on television and may be heard from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on radio. South Korean government sources say more U.S. troops have been requested as a safeguard against any North Korean invasion. Pentagon officials, however, said no such request has been received. Governor Lurline Wallace of Alabama, who has been undergoing radiation therapy for cancer in Houston, has suffered a delayed reaction to the treatment. A hospital announcement emphasized, however, the condition is not uncommon. Picketing began today at plants of the International Harvester Company in four states after a noon strike deadline passed with no agreement on a new contract. The negotiations in Chicago between the company and the United Auto Workers Union have broken off, and no further session has been scheduled. Governor George Romney today addressed representatives of several nationality groups in Milwaukee, where he's campaigning for the Wisconsin presidential primary. Asking for their support, Romney said he wants to reverse what he called a national decline in religion, moral character and responsibility, family life, and patriotism. Again, the hour's top story, Senator Eugene McCarthy accuses the administration of practicing self-deception in assessing the Viet Cong offensive in South Vietnam as a failure. Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News.
This is Bob Brady, WNBC News. It's 5:05, 36 degrees in New York, and partly cloudy. There's been a settlement in the dispute between the Intercity Transportation Company and striking bus drivers. Buses will be rolling tomorrow. A week-long strike had affected about half of the line's 30,000 New York commuters. The strike was called over seniority scheduling. The Manhattan Transit Company of East Patterson, serving 40,000 New York commuters, is faced with a walkout early Tuesday morning if its union has no contract by then. A strike has been authorized. Seniority scheduling and money are the issues. Federal mediators have scheduled a meeting for Monday to head off the strike. Garage workers in Manhattan and the Bronx will vote on a new contract tomorrow that may end the week-old strike before the Monday morning commuter rush. Efforts to settle the strike of city sanitation workers are at a standstill. Negotiations broke down last night. A few sanitation men who reported for work today were assigned jobs at garages. No collection trucks were sent out. City officials see no health hazard for another 3 or 4 days. Mayor Lindsay, on a walking tour of the city today, refused comment on the strike, but was obviously displeased with the piles of garbage he observed. Negro teachers at Macon Junior High in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn say they will not take part in any walkout over the transfer of a white teacher accused of hitting a pupil. Albert Shanker, president of the United Federation of Teachers, has threatened to withdraw teachers from the district unless the Board of Education holds a hearing for the teacher before an outside arbitrator. Republican Senator Jacob Javits of New York today accused President Johnson of putting the squeeze on the anti-poverty program and called for injection of the profit motive into the fight against poverty. The WNBC temperature is 36 degrees. It's partly cloudy. Tonight will be clear and cold with the lowest in the low 20s. Mostly sunny, seasonably cold tomorrow, a high around 40. Monday, considerable cloudiness and a little milder. Repeating the temperature, it's 36 degrees. This is Bob Brady, WNBC News.
Don't move, just leave your dial on the ear monitor. Lean back and stay a while now with the ear monitor.
Hi, this is Jack Haskell, sitting in for Ed McMahon as your host for Monitor 68. In 3 minutes, an NBC News special report from Vietnam. But first, music by the Arbors, who've got some observations on the world's most popular pastime.
As long as you go by the rules, love is a groovy game. It wasn't invented by fools, love is a groovy game. La da 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 da, it's a groovy game. Lover's rule number one, lower the light for the fun. Lover's rule number two, limit the players to do. La da 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 da, it's a groovy game. Everyone can win, won't that be fine? If you lose your heart, I'll give you mine. Lover's rule number four, don't be too eager for more. Da 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 da, it's a groovy game. Lover's rule
for the moon to abide. And the last, number six, play a trick, the trick. La 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 la. It's the groovy game. Everyone can win. Won't that be fine? If you lose your heart, I'll give you mine. Love is a groovy game. A groovy game. Won't you come and play with me?
Love is a groovy game, according to the Arbors, and I'll tell you, they're not going to get much of an argument from me.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
There's heavy new fighting in the northwest suburbs of Saigon, as you've heard in this afternoon's news. Today's fighting is a continuation of the running battle between the South Vietnamese airborne troops and the Viet Cong that has been raging all week. We have an actual on-the-scene report of one of the battles that have taken place in that area, and the reporter is Jack Russell, NBC News correspondent in Saigon.
Happening right now?
Well, they just broke out or hit the area up there where the VC were, and now they're trying to break out. The VC are trying to break out of the position they were in and coming down this way.
Are you an advisor with the paratroopers here?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm with the Vietnamese Airborne Division.
American helicopters are firing at the escaping enemy only about 50 yards from this place. This is possibly the most lively place in Saigon. Elsewhere, things are quiet. Here, the enemy is still holding out. How far are the enemy from here?
Well, before the strike came in, they were about 20 meters in front of us here. They had recoilless-type weapons, 57-millimeter and RPG-2s, which is a recoilless-type weapon.
Are they still out there?
Well, it's been about an hour since we last had contact with them, but there's no place for them to go, so I assume they're still there.
They are trapped, then?
We hope they are, yes. We're going to find out right now. We're going to stop pushing in there.
882. All right, had 882. 882, we're moving.
South Vietnamese airborne troopers are moving cautiously through a bamboo grove and between small houses along a railroad track in the northwestern suburbs of Saigon. What's happening now, Captain?
I don't know. All I know is that they're in contact on the left, and they're still in the burning building up there, and they're firing M79s into the building right now. They've received some automatic fire from there, automatic weapons.
Smoke is pouring out of the building where the enemy is holed up. The paratroopers continue their advance, slowly and cautiously.
Hold out! Hold out!
The Viet Cong are trying to slip away along the railroad track. The paratroopers are in hot pursuit. Is likely to continue into the night.
Viet Cong are attacking.
The Vietnamese paratroopers are pulling back. The Viet Cong was successful in its counterattack. They are determined to break out of this trap. Determined to get out of Saigon. Jack Russell, NBC News, in the northwest suburb of Saigon.
Jack Russell did get out of that battle unharmed. But as you know, there is renewed fighting now in the northwest suburbs of Saigon. Monitor will keep you informed on all the news and bring you NBC News special reports from Vietnam throughout the weekend. Monitor music next. Time now, 17 and a half minutes after the hour. Ahead, in 5 minutes, another report from the site of the Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France. So stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is your New York State Attorney General, Louis Lefkowitz. An investigation by my office has disclosed fraudulent practices in the sale of so-called original works of art. Don't be fooled by an attractive frame or fancy price tag. Don't expect to buy famous works of art at bargain prices. Buy from reputable dealers and firms and ask for a written bill or invoice specifying the name of the artist and whether it is an original or a reproduction.
Politics, sports, science, show business. Everything happens in New York, and the Bill Mazur Show tries to bring you everything that's happened. Hi, this is Bill inviting you to join me, my guests, and the WNBC News staff weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. as we keep you in touch with New York and the nation on WNBC Radio.
Jack Haskell here, continuing with Monitor 68. Music by Dana Valerie. Zabadak.
Shine.
report direct from the site of the 1968 Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France. Brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, makers of better idea cars, inspired by the Lincoln Continental. In 1 minute, an interview with Dr. Dan Handley, chief physician for the U.S. Olympic team. But first, this word.
For 68, Mercury's got it.
Mercury's got it. The fine touch.
The new Mercury Brome's got it. The Park Lane, Monterey, the Colony Park. For 68, Mercury's got the fine car touch, inspired by Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got it, that fine car touch.
The award-winning Mercury Cougar's got it. Four exciting new models, pound for pound, dollar for dollar. Cougar is the best-equipped luxury sports car in America.
Mercury's got it, that fine car touch.
The all-new Mercury Montego's got it. Cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort. Two-door hard tops with more room and riding comfort than other luxury intermediates.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
This is Jay Miller in Grenoble. Dr. Dan Handley, you're the chief physician to the American Olympic squad. How many people will you be treating here?
There are a total of 113 athletes in the squad this year.
How are they divided? Mostly men?
Mostly men. Probably 7 to 1.
What are the principal health problems you'll encounter at a Winter Olympics?
At this one, the principal health problem is going to be upper respiratory infections. We've already started some of those.
In other words, flus, colds, and things like that?
Flus, colds, bronchitis, things of that nature.
Well, now, most of these youngsters come over here in pretty good health, but is it a climate change as well as an environment change that does it? What does it?
It's a combination. I think these... Whenever one travels, one runs into a different family of viruses and upper respiratory bugs that they're not used to. These bugs have a golden opportunity to take over, and the individual becomes ill, especially if that individual is tired from traveling. Mm-hmm. The day one arrives after an overseas flight of this type, you ought to have a full day of rest.
The Olympics are being stretched out over 6 locations here, and some of them are about an hour and a half away by car. You can't be every place at once. Supposing somebody fractures a leg off in the mountains, how do you see them?
Well, we've already gone into this fairly thoroughly in the few days that we've been here. We've visited every site, made arrangements, and checked out the telephone numbers at each site, talked to the French doctors that are present at the several sites. They have a system of evacuation by helicopter and ambulance. We'll be notified immediately, and we can either go to the site or go to the hospital where the helicopter is going to transport the patient.
Do you bring a full clinical array of equipment with you, or just enough to sort of get you by?
No, we bring a pretty complete medical setup with us, not for operating, but for the day-to-day problems that arise in medical care.
Well, I mean like a portable X-ray machine or something like that.
No, we did not bring a portable X-ray machine. The X-ray machine will be in the La Tranche Hospital here, and by helicopter, these patients are really only 7 or 8 minutes away from a hospital, which is pretty good when you consider what happens on some of the highways in the United States.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to know that you're here, Dr. Dan Handley, the chief physician for the American Olympic squad. This is Jay Miller in Grenoble, NBC Sports.
When we introduced our all-new Mercury Montego for 68, we told ourselves, this Mercury's got it. We thought it'd be the equal of any other luxury intermediate. Wrong. The Montego two-door hardtop, for example, is about half a foot more car than its three leading rivals. 4 inches more riding comfort in the wheelbase, 20% more usable trunk space. And Montego has the fine car touch, inspired by Lincoln Continental. So instead of making Mercury Montego equal to the competition, we wound up making it much more. Son of a gun.
Continuing reports on the Winter Olympics from Grenoble, France, will be presented throughout the weekend on Monitor and daily on NBC Radio. Brought to you by Lincoln Mercury for Mercury, Montego, and Cougar.
Just keep to Monitor.
Thank you.
Bert Camford and his orchestra with Edward Kennedy Ellington's Caravan. You're listening to Monitor 68, which, as I'm sure you know, is nationwide. In northern Indiana and southern Michigan, our friends hear us on station WTRC, which is in Elkhart, Indiana. Now let's call the roll of all our NBC stations, then more of Monitor.
This is Keith Jackson. I'll be back later today with all the latest auto racing action right here on Monitor on NBC Radio. Politics, sports, science, show business. Everything happens in New York, and the Bill Mazur Show tries to bring you everything that's happened. Hi, this is Bill inviting you to join me, my guests, and the WNBC News staff weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. as we keep you in touch with New York and the nation on WNBC Radio.
Noting an incident that took place earlier this week in El Paso, Texas. A 20-year-old man wanted to visit some friends of his in the El Paso jail, and he got his wish by standing on the street corner beside the jail and shouting to his buddies on the fifth floor. Police arrested the man for disturbing the peace, and they described his language as colorful, which may be an understatement considering it was enough to get him jugged. Next, Frank Sinatra, Follow Me.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
This is Monitor, and I'm Jack Haskell. In little more than 3 minutes, we'll present another report on the progress of the Bob Hope Golf Classic direct from Palm Desert, California. First, let's hear from that singing Cowsill family. Fly, the singing Cowsills, consisting of Mama and Daddy Cowsill and five little Cowsills. The family that flies together stays together. Next, Monitor Golf, the Bob Hope Desert Classic. Another sports presentation from Chrysler Corporation, makers of Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, Imperial, Dodge Trucks, Simca, and Sunbeam Automobiles. Chrysler Corporation.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a special service from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care. And it does for your car what Medicare does for folks. It's a great way to help your new car stay healthy. You know, when I started driving, all you needed for customer care was a place to water the horse. But today, it takes a whole lot more to keep the family chariot running and a customer happy. But some dealers don't know it. To some, service just means a fresh coat of grease on your steering wheel. If you've been playing around with this kind of handicap, it's time you joined another club. Take a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and watch the real pros in action. Here everything goes as smooth as a 200-yard tee shot with parts and service that go together like a fine set of match clubs. They have express service for the minor aches so you can play through without waiting around. And in many places, real clubhouse comfort while you wait. Drop in soon at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and try customer care. Tell them old Hardtop sent you.
Now, following a six-second pause for switching, another live report from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Bermuda Dunes Country Club in Palm Springs, California. We're in the final stages of the fourth round of this five-round tournament. And at this moment, our leader is young Tom Weisskopf, who has just birdied the 17th hole to go 9 under par and pull one shot ahead of Arnold Palmer, who's shooting fine golf today. Palmer is 8 under par through 16 holes. At 7 under par, Billy Casper through 14 holes, and Gabe Brewer, who has completed his round today. Both of them 7 under par, two shots behind Weisskopf. Bruce Devlin has also finished, and Devlin, who was up among the leaders and very close with Wyckoff most of the way today, ran into bogey trouble on the last few holes and finished 6 under. So he's 3 shots behind the leader, Tommy Weisskopf. Also at 6 under, George Knutson through 16 holes and Lee Trevino through 17. Earlier today, we talked to the man this whole tournament revolves around, Bob Hope.
Bob, I wonder if you'd describe this beautiful weather for our monitor audience.
Well, I'm afraid to, for fear the General Electric will turn the whole thing off. But we've had four of the most beautiful days I've ever seen down here, and I'm just praying that we have one more day like this, and then it can snow or do anything at once. I've never seen it. Not a cloud around, and it's just gorgeous. It's going to sell a lot of real estate, I think.
Is General Eisenhower going to make it again this year?
I'm pretty sure he is, yes. He better, because we have something planned for tomorrow afternoon that I think he's going to like, and I'm sure the public will like.
Where's your caddy, Phyllis Diller?
Phyllis will be here. She'll be here tomorrow.
Very good. How's your golf game?
Yes. Well, all you have to do is look over the board there. We're 24 under, and two boys did that alone, Bob Prescott and Bob French. And I've just been kind of going along with them. I'm sort of a pom-pom girl. I can't play, but I can yell real loud.
Bob, thank you very much.
Right.
That was Bob Hope earlier today before he teed off to play in this fourth round. Today's the last day the amateurs will play with the pros. Tomorrow, just the pros will finish it up in this five-day, 90-hole affair. Among those who have completed their rounds today, in at 281, which would be 7 under par for the 72 holes, is Gabe Brewer. At 282, 6 under, Bruce Devlin. At 283, Miller Barber. At 285, Dick Lotz and Jack Montgomery. At 286, Doug Ford. 288, Ronnie Reif. 289, Johnny Pott. 290, Ray Botts. At 291, Terry Dill, Rod Funseth, George Baer, and Dudley Weissong. But our leader on the course, now on the 18th hole, is Tommy Weisskopf, 9 under par. One shot behind is Arnold Palmer, now playing the 17th hole. That's the latest from the fourth round of the Bob Hope Desert Classic in Palm Springs. This is Frank Dill reporting for Monitor Sports.
You know, good things are worth repeating. That's why your Plymouth dealer has brought back last year's Win You Over sale for a return engagement. Only this time, he's made it bigger and better. Right now, he's giving great deals on Win You Over Plymouth Furies, Satellites, Barracudas, and Valiants. These cars are specially equipped at specially reduced prices. If you're ready for big savings on a great car, see your Plymouth dealer. He's ready for you with his second annual Win You Over sale. We'll have additional reports from the Bob Hope Desert Classic throughout the weekend on Monitor. Nancy Sinatra teams up with Lee Hazelwood on a number that's been very successful for them, Some Velvet Morning.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe
how she made it in.
Coming up, more music by the Peter DeAngelis Singers and the Baja Marimba Band, plus all the latest news from the sports world. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Somewhere overseas, there's a hungry child who needs you. For 50 cents a day, you and your group can adopt that child financially and give him a life worth living. You get his picture and case history, and every month you receive a letter telling you about the cash grant, nourishing food, blankets, clothing, medical care, and schooling that you're providing. Write Foster Parents Plan, Box 944, New York 10008.
This is Lee Leonard inviting the housewives of New York to close ranks and join forces with me, weekdays from 11 till 2 on WNBC. Every day is a battle against the mundane, the ordinary, the trite. So get in the fray with Lee's Army. You'll grant there's a difference in your day.
Monitor New York, WNBC, New York.
Monitor 68, Jack Haskell here with a listening reminder. Later today on Monitor, with Ted Steele as your host, you'll meet Michael Caine and learn what jobs he held before he became an actor. Journalism professor William Wood will give his views on newspaper versus electronic handling of the news. And we'll hear from singing Congressman Fulton of Tennessee, who's out to give Senator Dirksen a run for his money. Plus regulars Al Capp and Joe Garagiola. Good music, too. So be sure to listen later today on Monitor.
Stay right here on NBC.
More Monitor music now. This one by Sonny James, who bills himself as the Southern Gentleman. The number, A World of Our Own.
Call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Bill McCord.
Thanks, Jack, and hello there, everyone. Open tennis is one step closer today. The United States Lawn Tennis Association voted 16-1 in favor of open competition between amateurs and professionals. The USLTA also said it plans to seek changes in international rules to enable any country to decide if it will permit open tournaments. Failure to do so could mean United States withdrawal from the International Lawn Tennis Federation. In football, the one-time bad boy of the American Football League, 250-pound fullback Cookie Gilchrist, has announced his retirement as a player. He was the property of the new Cincinnati Bengals, who obtained him in last month's expansion draft from the Denver Broncos. Gilchrist plans to devote himself to his catering and maid service in Denver, but will also serve as a scout and consultant for the Broncos. Flags of the United States, West Germany, Italy, and Yugoslavia were raised over the Winter Olympic Village in Grenoble, France today in a rain-drenched ceremony. The honor of carrying the Stars and Stripes in Tuesday's opening ceremonies will go to Terry McDermott of Birmingham, Michigan, the speed skating barber who won the United States' only Winter Olympics gold medal in 1964. Meanwhile, heavy snow swept Olympic alpine resorts, forcing athletes to cancel this afternoon's practice sessions. French organizers of the Games expressed concern about a strike threat by local railroad workers as Olympic spectators started to stream into Grenoble. In an Olympic speed skating warm-up in Davos, Switzerland today, three world records were set, two by women. Russia's Tatyana Sidorova clocked 44.7 for 500 meters, and Holland's world champion Steen Keizer shattered her own mark in the 3,000 meters when she was timed in 4.56.6. A men's record was set by Erhard Keller of West Germany, 39.4 for 500 meters.
On Monitor 68, pinch-hitting for your regular host, Ed McMahon, I'm Jack Haskell.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now.